So here we are. It's day 20 now. Tomorrow will make 3 weeks since everything happened. It's about early afternoon now. I woke up fairly early this morning. Well, not really sure if you could call it waking up since I didn't really get much sleep done, but let's say that I finally gave up on sleep just about sunrise. So I slept, I sat against a rock all night, which wasn't very comfortable. And then I walked probably about 3 or 4 miles back in the direction that I thought I came from when I was chasing that goat yesterday. But I still just I just have no real way of finding my path again because there's just no real path. I was hoping maybe to find some limbs that I had cut down with my machete, something like that. I just couldn't find anything. So I declare myself officially lost. I figure no matter how far off the path I am, I'll just continue northeast. So then I turned myself around and I went back heading northeast. And I've been doing that for probably, I guess, about 10 or 12 miles now. Figure as long as I never change that direction, then I won't walk in a circle, which is, that would be really, really bad. But I'm bound to find something. I just have to find something. So I figured I'd sit here and I'd record a little bit while I rested. There's no food, but, you know, I'm seriously just about to grab some of these leaves here and just munch on those. Figure the worst they could do is kill me, right? And I'm not really sure that's such a bad option right now. But the only thing preventing me from eating this unknown greenery is the fact that if they don't kill me, they're more likely to just make me really sick, and I'd rather be starving than really sick right now. I'm really starting to think that this whole exploring thing was just a really bad idea. I mean, things were so much better back at that little town. Heck, even at that farmhouse, that was great compared to this. Sometimes I think God gives me signs, like little hints at what I should do. But he's not going to just hold my hand. You know, he wants me to actually have a little input into my own destiny. So that said, I can't blame him for this mess I'm in right now. But as I sit here, in the middle of vines and plants and tall trees and dirt and rocks, I can't help but wonder why I was allowed to get myself into this mess. I mean, God, come on. Are you just watching me to see how bad I can do for myself? And then you just give me a little nudge in the right direction if I get too far off the beaten path? I could certainly use a few nudges right about now. Okay, well, I think I've rested and complained enough for now, but it's time to head back out. So I'll be back to record my thoughts in a few hours. Okay, well, I'm not even really sure where to begin here. I'm standing here, and I'm looking straight down, right? And well, I think I'm at the top of a cliff, because there is absolutely nothing over the side of this cliff. Like, 5 feet in front of me is just nothing. It's a straight drop down. I can't even see the bottom. Or, well, I can't even really see another side for that matter. There's like this dark fog, and it starts probably, I'd say, 50 feet straight out in front of me, and about 50 feet straight down. It's just fog. I threw a few rocks earlier, and I never heard them hit anything. I tried to hit, like, the other side. I threw it as far out as I could, and then I threw it straight down as hard as I could, and I never heard them hit anything. So I imagine it's just this insanely deep chasm of some sort. And actually, you know, I was getting so down on myself earlier, and I was so depressed from lack of food and lack of direction, and I almost fell off this cliff. It's like I was just walking along, and I was looking down at my feet while I'm walking. I would look up every once in a while, but it just came out of nowhere. It's this drop-off. It's so strange. Even the forest. I mean, right here, there's this tree. It's probably 3 feet away from the edge here. It's like the woods, the land, everything just ends right here. I guess this thwarts my plans of continuing northeast, though. So God, when I said I wanted a sign to show me if I'm heading in the right direction, I guess you delivered, huh? I get the hint. I will stop going northeast now. But now what? Looks like I could probably follow along the side of this cliff here if I just keep going down the cliff. It's still relatively flat. It looks like I could probably follow along the cliff here, just on the top of this cliff, right at the edge, and just see where that leads me. You know, it's still relatively flat, and there's some large rocks here and there, but if I just follow along the cliff line, that is a north direction, so I could head north, which is ironic because that was actually my original direction in the first place. But I'm hoping maybe I'll find a bridge to the other side somewhere, or maybe it'll slope down a little bit, and then I can find an area where the fog has gone away. Maybe then I could see some sort of a bottom. I mean, usually at the bottom of gorges like this and chasms, there's water, right? Boy, that would be great to find some water right now. I need water so badly. In fact, this whole thing might be some giant hallucination because of my complete lack of nourishment. Nah, this is very real. It's very, very real. And it's actually getting pretty scary. I can't help but be reminded of stories from my childhood when there was some big bad monster that lives in something exactly like this foggy bottomless pit. You know, I expect to see some giant red dragon just soar above the fog and breathe fire all over the place. Actually, you know, that would be pretty exciting right about now. Then I could slay the dragon and have some sort of purpose. Lord God, Heavenly Father, please guide me on my travels this day. Please show me where I need to be and how I need to get there. This cliff edge is a sign from you, Lord. I know it is, but please give me the wisdom to understand what it's for and just where I am. God, please help me to find that stranger again. At least just to know who he is and if there are others out there with him. I know you'll protect me, and I know you'll help provide for me. Please don't let me die out here like this. After everything, after surviving everything, I know you won't let that happen. I'm begging you now, God. Please help me. I need your help. Amen. Well, I hope that helped. It's really weird. I don't know where that came from. I feel like I wasn't even the one talking there. I didn't even know what I was going to say, but it just spilled out. I have a feeling that this will help, though. I'm starting to really rekindle my beliefs more and more, even with everything negative that's happened the last few days. I mean, sure, I'm starving, I'm thirsty, and I'm completely lost, but I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm off to follow this path, and I'll come back to record before I set up camp tonight. Okay, it's now just after nightfall. I'll be sleeping about 20 feet in from the edge of the cliff. I don't know, it's still too creepy to try and sleep any closer than that. I'm still, you know, superstitiously scared of what could come out of there. But I am dead exhausted right now. after having no sleep last night, no food or anything. And, well, you've heard me say it a million times. I should be able to sleep well tonight, though. I think that's my point. But tomorrow, I'll keep you updated on anything else that happens. Evan Hideout.